ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of الصحيفة السجادية for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin. We're looking at verse number 1, where the Imam asks Allah and seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from number of moral vices. And you got the part where the Imam says, وَشَكَاسَةِ الْخُلْقِ, and the surliness of character. When it comes to akhlaq and having the best of it, it's the duty of a Muslim and it's the duty of a believer to obtain. It's part and parcel of Islam. When we look at akhlaq, we have to get the right definition and interpretation of the word khulq and husnul khulq. And there is no better way to find and to learn from than the pure household of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi as-salam, when he was asked about husnul khulq, what is the best of moral traits and moral values, the Imam says it's three things. One, tulayyinu janahak, you become more easygoing, humble person. One. Two, watutayyibu kalamak, you have the best of words. Cleanse your mouth from foul language and use that which is good. And third, watulqi akhaka bibishrun hasan, and when you meet your brethren in faith, you meet him with a beautiful, smiley, easy, calming face. Three things which the Imam defines akhlaq by. Let us take a short break, and then we can break these three things into parts.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Before the break, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam defined akhlaq in three things. One, layyin janahak. When people deal with you, you have to be flexible. You have to be easygoing. You have to give and take. Sometimes you might have to give from yourself just in order to make people happy. Mudaratun nas, as we call it. You know, trying to turn a blind eye to many things. If I have to deal with people based on just what I want and what I believe is correct, and then it is either my way or the highway, life will not continue. Life will fall apart. The relationships will be cut. There has to be a leniency. There has to be a way in between where I give and I take.
So especially when it comes to our believing brothers and sisters, the Allah says in the Quran, you have to be humble in front of them. So those who believe in Allah, you have to be humble in their presence, because you're not lowering from yourself. Rather, you are trying to be humble to those servants of Allah because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they are the servant of Him, I humble myself in front of them. Meaning, being nice to them, being kind, being gentle, it's a duty of a believer towards another believer. That's the first thing that the Imam says. Second, he says, وَتُطَيِّبُ كَلَامَكَ. When it comes to your mouth, when it comes to your words, some words are more, they are stronger, more damaging, more hurtful, more painful than bullets, right? Sometimes you say one word is enough to destroy a person's life, to deprive him of his happiness, to deprive him of his reputation, to deprive him of his job, to deprive him of many things. One word. So the Imam says, when you deal with people, you have to use the best of words. A tatyib in an Arabic, it's an Arabic verb, is to perfume something. So you, when you want to go outside, you put a lot of perfume. Why? So people can smell the good perfume on you. They feel comfortable and relaxed. They feel being like around you. Same thing when it comes to the words. There are a lot of foul words that have a lot of odor. We need to use the best of them that makes the people comfortable around us. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. The Imam says three things which defines akhlaq. One, being lenient with your fellow brethren. Cleansing your talk. Having just the best of talk. Just the best of words. Nice, gentle words. Not swearing. Not cussing. Not, you know, trying to pick on people's faults and what have you. Not to lie. Not to backbite. And all these diseases that come with the tongue. And lastly, he says, وَتَلْقِي أَخَاكَ بِبِشْرٌ حَسَنٌ. Sometimes this is very hard to do, to meet people with a smiley, happy face. Why? Because sometimes as human beings, we go through a lot of problems in our houses with our spouses, be it males and females. Sometimes we go through a lot of problems with our children, with our close relatives. And some of the problems sometimes, it's very hard to conceal and to hide in our hearts and in our minds. So it shows on our faces. Our faces becomes like red, angry, frowning. And a person can see you miles away that you're not happy, that you're depressed to an extent where they can see that your face is sharper than the sword. So as a mu'min, I need to learn to hide and conceal all my problems, be it related to family, to friends, to society, to work. And when I meet my brethren in faith, I have to meet him with this beautiful smiley face, as if nothing is happening. Why?
because I want to make sure that he gets happy. So I want to make him happy even though I am depressed and sad and miserable from the inside. That is what true akhlaq is all about. That's what true religion and faith is all about, is giving from your own for the sake of others. This is what Allah wants. So he says, Al-mu'min bishruhu fi wajha. A true believer is his happiness on his face. وَحُزْنُهُ فِي قَلْبَهُ. And his sadness is in his heart. He does not show it. Why? Because if he shows it, then those who are around him will also feel sad, will also feel depressed, will also, at least to an extent, they will feel this negative vibe. So as a believer says, no, keep it inside. Don't take it outside. That's what akhlaq is all about. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد